Members of the Mormon Environmental Stewardship Alliance in Utah are applauding the Environmental Protection Agency's final rule that sharply reduces emissions of methane and other air pollution from oil and natural gas operations. Soren Simonson with the Alliance says clean air is fundamental to life and that the health of the climate is directly related to overall well-being. He says his group is very appreciative of all the work that has gone into what he calls a thoughtful rule, which helps address methane emissions,
which according to the EPA is responsible for about one-third of current warming resulting from human activities.
It particularly is impactful in Utah because of the geography of Utah. We have many valleys, and in the middle of those valleys, communities are situated. And many people are familiar with the inversions of Salt Lake Valley and Utah Valley and Cache Valley. It's a growing problem in the Uinta Basin as well.
Simonson says the problem is exacerbated from ozone and other aspects that are related to methane releases, which come from areas in the state that focus on high production of fossil fuels. Simonson says to those who feel the rule is a heavy hand of government, it's important to remember it'll help ensure better health outcomes for everyone, especially people who live and work near oil and natural gas facilities. According to the EPA, the rule creates a streamlined pathway for owners and operators to demonstrate that new technologies can help meet the performance requirements in the new rule. Simonson says Utahns have a great way to figure out how to turn challenges into opportunities.
I'm totally convinced that the innovation that we see in Utah industry and the entrepreneurial spirit that embodies really the entire community is going to figure out how to do this and do it really, really well.
Simonson says the rule is what he considers to be the lowest hanging fruit in the fight against not only the climate crisis, but the public health crisis as well. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.